Good afternoon. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Dozens of people attended a ceremony at the Alabama State Capitol today, honoring the 50th anniversary of the signing of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Alabama State University's Center for the Study of Civil Rights and African American Culture hosted the event as it concluded its Give Us the Ballot conference. Project Director Dr. Janice Franklin says today's event is a reminder of the movement's impact.
And we can't sit still or stand still. We have to continue to move and fight again and press forward to ensure that the right to vote is preserved. It is our responsibility as Americans to ensure that all the democratic principles are preserved for the future, for our young people coming on.
It was 50 years ago today, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the 1965 Voting Rights Act into law. A bill to prohibit the sale of aborted fetuses or fetal parts passed out of an Alabama Senate committee today. Senator Bill Hightower of Mobile is sponsoring the bill. He says secretly recorded videos of Planned Parenthood staffers discussing the price of parts illustrate the need for such a law.
So I urge you to vote for this bill, not as an anti-abortion bill, but as a bill that depicts who Alabama is and the laws of our state. And for those of you who say that, well, why do we need this? It's at the federal level. We have laws in Alabama that are at the federal level. We have laws against murder at the federal level. We have laws against murder here. We have laws against sexual slavery at the federal level. But we have laws against human trafficking and sexual slavery here in Alabama. Why? Because if the feds don't deal with it, we will.
Members of the Finance and Taxation General Fund Committee approved the measure on a 12-1 vote. Because it is unrelated to the general fund budget, which is the specific call for this special session, it will take a 2/3 vote to pass the bill in both chambers. In the meantime, Governor Robert Bentley has announced he is eliminating state Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. Speaking of the recently released recordings, Bentley called the organization's practices deplorable and says he doesn't want Alabama to be associated with the group. In a letter, the governor says the state is terminating an agreement with Planned Parenthood Southeast as a Medicaid provider. State money had been used by the group for birth control for low-income women, but the exact amount wasn't immediately clear. A bill that would redirect all funding from the Forever Wild Land Trust program to the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources received a public hearing today in the House Ways and Means General Fund Committee. The bill's sponsor, Senator Clay Schofield of Guntersville, says he is not anti-Forever Wild, but pro-state parks.
Forever Wild will be able to maintain the properties that they have now, continue that funding, still maintain their trust fund of which they operate off the interest of. But we're not going to buy any more land. Instead, that money that comes out of the oil and gas trust fund up to $15 million a year, in the past 3 years has been an average of about $11.3 million, will instead go to our state parks. It will seriously help our state parks to stay open.
However, Gunnar Guy, Commissioner of Conservation, says his department would probably never see the money.
The Administrative Transfer Act, which is, I think, Section 29111 of the code. I still refer to it as SB 100. That authorizes the legislature to transfer any and all funds earned by the state parks. Those funds aren't protected in any way. And so the money that comes in from the Forever Wild program can just go right back out the back door through that administrative transfer. Our department has already lost about $27 million in the past few years through administrative transfers.
Forever Wild uses interest from oil and gas royalty payments to the state to purchase and preserve tracts of land in Alabama. The committee will vote on the bill at its next meeting. Alabama legislators are becoming resigned to a second special session as they continue to deadlock on how to fill a more than $200 million budget shortfall. Senate Budget Chairman Arthur Orr said today he believes a second special session is inevitable. Lawmakers are at the halfway point of the session and have yet to pass a major revenue bill in either chamber. Governor Bentley said today funding cuts passed by the House of Representatives are unworkable. He says lawmakers must keep working to find a solution. The temperature is 90 degrees in Montgomery. The forecast says to expect mostly cloudy conditions tonight with a 20% possibility of showers, lows at the 72 mark. Saturday looks much like today, partly sunny, slight chance of rain, highs in the low 90s. After a partly cloudy night down to around 70, Sunday will feature a few clouds and a 50% chance of afternoon thunderstorms, up to 92 or so. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s, back to a 50-50 50 shot of rain on Monday, a little cooler, highs in the upper 80s. Cut and paste that forecast for Tuesday as well. Wednesday also has a 50% chance of showers, but the high is back in the low 90s. You're listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, you can always log on to WVASFM.org. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.